Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris Whittingham, I thought it'd be funny if we made him jump on for 5 minutes here, but then I never went to him. But he, admittedly, I didn't realize that Inter Miami played tonight until he had texted me something, and I know he's on the call tonight. Is it Apple TV tonight, Whitty?
Yes, indeed. MLS season pass on Apple TV. Inter Miami away at New York City tonight. I'll be on the call.
And Solana was telling us normally that would be at where? Yankee Stadium, but tonight it's Citi Field.
Yes, yes. New York City have been splitting time between Yankee Stadium and Citi Field now for 11 years or 10 years, and they're actually finally building a new stadium, and it's across the street from Citi Field. I think that's kind of part of the reason why maybe there's other venue-related issues, but I think they're like trying to get their fan base used to coming out to Queens because their new stadium is going to be here. It's literally right across the street, so it is at Citi Field.
Leo Messi playing tonight? House.
Yep. We're expecting Leo Messi to play and to start tonight. These are big games for Miami to climb up the standings. And they obviously need Messi. He had 2 goals and another assist at the weekend against DC United. He is playing some of his best soccer even still. So, yeah, we're expecting him to start tonight.
And we always – I guess we talk about the bad times when Messi takes off or Suarez is out and all that. Is Inter Miami legit? Like, are they going to whoop some people's tails and win a championship?
So I think they have the attack to do so. They have the best attack in Major League Soccer. They've scored 60 goals in 28 games. That attacking figure looks amazing relative to the rest of the league. The one problem is that they've given away 46. They do not have a very good defense. And I think we've talked about this before on the show where I just think that there is a bit of a structural problem with Miami. And it is based on the fact that they have 3 or 4 aging stars that just don't have the ability to put in the defensive commitment that they used to. And so you end up with these huge spaces all over the pitch. And there are a lot of teams in MLS that can take advantage of them. And if you actually look at a talk with the coach, Javier Mascherano, before this game, and he said that they've given away 10 goals in their last, actually it's 11 goals in their last 4 away matches. And so they have been absolutely struggling defensively over the course of this season, and really since these guys all came here. So I think it's those vulnerabilities that leave you wondering if they're going to be able to get it done. But in any one-off game, are you really betting against Messi? You're betting against Suarez? You're betting against whomever to go forward and win something major?
Wait, is it ability or just lazy? You're talking about the defense. Like, it sounds like you're saying the old guys are lazy.
No, I'm not saying that they're lazy. What I'm saying is that I do think in a 90-minute game where most players run 9 to 10 miles in the blazing hot South Florida sun, that it's really hard for players who have played for 18 or 19 years to still be able to run for 90 full minutes for, I believe tonight is Miami's 47th game of the season. It's just an unreasonable ask. And so I think that Miami is predicated upon having possession, but when they lose it, they're just vulnerable in so many positions. And part of that is because Busquets, for as amazing as he is on the ball, is right in the middle of the park, but he just doesn't have the speed. And frankly, never really had speed. They were never really a team that chased players down, Barcelona back in the day. And now when they lose possession and games turn over, and that, I think, problem might even be exacerbated here tonight because they're playing on a baseball stadium. Baseball dimensions for soccer are much smaller than a game at Chase Stadium. This is a smaller field. And so it will be much harder for them to keep possession because every pass, all of a sudden, defender is a yard closer to you because there just are fewer yards on the pitch. So it's just confrontation after confrontation after confrontation. And New York City, because they've been playing on this field for 11 years now, they know how to play these games. They're incredibly good at home. And I think Miami might struggle with a different kind of game without the ball. And what happens is you become a little bit more vulnerable defensively on the counterattack as a result.
Busquets uses an entire bottle of WD-40 before games, Crowder, to literally grease up the lower part. Witty, I'm going to ask you tabloid stuff here. And if you think it's nonsense, you tell me. I genuinely read the tabloids in South America, specifically Argentina. And I know my brother's always reading that stuff as well. Do you think it's fair to say that within the locker room of Inter Miami, it's fractured a bit? Like, it's the Fantastic Four and Mascherano and them, and then everybody else, because there's been a lot of, again, tabloid stuff, but also like legitimate sources that talk deeply about this, that, you know, Inter Miami, a lot of their struggles, yes, structurally 100%. I don't think defensively the roster is built correctly, Witty. We've talked about that. But I also think, you know, there might be some truth to the fact that those guys don't all necessarily get along anymore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, I don't know. I obviously don't have the insight to be able to tell you that things are going wrong behind the scenes. I do know, just sort of from a holistic standpoint, looking at all of Major League Soccer, you talk to a lot of coaches and executives around the league, and they are emphasizing more and more this idea that the rules in MLS incentivize you to have two or three players that are paid much more than everyone else, and that can create problems within a locker room, and that teams are deciding to not quite go out and spend $7, $8, $9 million a year on salary for a player because they know what it'll do to their locker room. So, for instance, New York City went and got a new really good player, but he's from the Spanish league, was playing in the lower end of the Spanish league. He's making probably $1.82 million, which is still relatively close to the rest of his teammates. If they go out and get someone who is making $8 million, then that's a huge disparity. And so that is a thing that happens around Major League Soccer and that a lot of teams are putting a lot of thought into now, not having such a big disparity. Obviously, the close connection between all of them would make you think that they would lean towards hanging out with each other, right? DePaul, Suarez, Alba, Messi, and Busquets, they have such a connection that they would spend all the time together. So it's possible, but I don't know for sure. The one thing that I do know is that in the last game that Miami played against DC, they're 3-1 up, or they might have been 2-1 up at the time. They get a penalty, and Lionel Messi hands it off to their newest signing, a 19-year-old called Matteo Silvetti, to take the penalty. Lionel Messi's in the middle of a golden boot race. This is an easy one. He can stick in the corner and get another goal to his goal tally. Instead, he hands it off to the new teenage signing. So Messi, at the very least, outwardly, on the pitch, knows that he has to be a really good team player and will give credit often to the teammates that are necessarily his best friends. So I do think that he does the right things publicly, but I don't have enough insight to know for sure that of what's going on behind the scenes.
Chris Whittingham will be on the call tonight. Apple TV, a little Inter-Miami soccer for you on a Wednesday night. Have you had a dirty water hot dog while you've been in New York?
No, but there were plenty on offer on the way in from the train. I took the Long Island Railroad in, and the walk to the train station, or walk from the train station, is much busier than it usually is. Normally,
no hot dog, no pretzel, no nothing.
No hot dog. All I do have here, since we are at Citi Field, is they were kind enough to leave us a box of popcorn here to have maybe before or after the game.
Yeah. Whitty is a popcorn aficionado. Not just the popcorn, but the delivery device. I'm not a big fan. Show that box again.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the box of popcorn. It's not conducive to putting your hand in like a round bucket is.
Yeah, you know what? I completely agree with you. I do think they do this because they pre-pack a lot of these. They make the popcorn en masse, and then they box them so they can just hand you a box so you can, we can get this line moving a little quicker than if they had to scoop them every single time.
Let's have a couple pieces of popcorn there.
Yeah,
let's
for see, sure. Honestly, it's a great time. Normally, I have a very strong rule against not eating popcorn close to kickoff because I have done games after eating popcorn, and it's not gone well for the voice. But we're 2.5 hours to kickoff, so... I'll have a couple of handfuls here.
Chris,
what about a pour? What about the pour? Yeah, you don't have to reach. Talk to the pour.
No, nah, nobody likes the pour. It's like you're like an animal. It's not aesthetically pleasing. You see someone pouring. Anybody who's pouring food, any food, don't pour food into your mouth. Pour a drink into your mouth. There's no situation where pouring food into your mouth is appropriate.
Even honestly, that hand gesture that you just did, out of context, it looks terrible. Never mind actually pouring.
Exactly.
The actual act of the food falling. You don't want that scene.
What do you give the what do you give that popcorn? 1 to 10 Busquets.
Probably a 6.5 Busquets.
Wow. 6.5 Busquets.
Yeah, I will say though, in fairness to the fine folks at Citi Field, this is not freshly made popcorn. I imagine if I went onto the concourse, it'd have some good stuff, but that is a little bit older. So I'll say a solid 6.5 for the Mets popcorn.
This was delightful. Have fun. Have a good broadcast. Who's your broadcast partner tonight?
I'm with Lori Lindsay tonight, former U.S. women's national teamer. So we do all the MLS games together, and again, MLS season pass on Apple TV, 7:30, Inter Miami away at New York City.
There you go. Chris Whittingham. Thanks, Whitty.
Yep. Cheers, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.